Now, the rest of the story.
When Charles Zeibel first told his friends that he was going to take a trip on the Hudson River, they thought he meant by boat. They were wrong. You see, it's 145 miles from Albany, New York, to New York City. And in 1937, Charles Zeibel decided that he'd swim it. 145 miles? He'd swim it. Now, first, let me explain that in swimming, the records for distance for endurance were all set between 1930 and 1941, and those records remain records to this day. So Charles Zeibelman was a man for his season. When in 1937 he decided to go for the big one, the 145-mile course between Albany, New York, and New York City by way of the Hudson River. August 23, 6 in the evening, Charles slipped into the water. If all went well, he would emerge after 6 days. By starting with the night ahead of him, he would avoid that many hours in the scorching sun. A rowboat stocked with grease, cigars, and brandy-soaked sugar cubes attended him through the water. The grease would protect his body from the elements. The nicotine in the cigars would stimulate him. The sugar cubes soaked in brandy would give him energy. The first night posed no difficulties. The weather was fair, the water was comfortable, and a bit of a thrill accompanied the dawn as it broke, glimmering on the ripply surface of the Hudson. The day was peaceful, bright, very hot. Occasionally, the men in the attending rowboat would joke with Charles, asking if they could join him in the refreshing water. But as the hours rolled by with the quickening current, and as the day passed into moonlit night, the joking subsided, and the sense of a very real event began to grip everyone. On the third day, Charles lost his swim goggles. Now the water and everything was burning his eyes. Should he continue, asked one of the attendants. Charles nodded and plunged on. When did the odd sensations begin? On the fourth night, as he remembered. To Charles, it seemed as though he'd been in the water all of his life, for each time his body broke the surface, the atmosphere felt peculiar, foreboding, and foreign. The world became a sloshing, rhythmic arena of aching muscles and curious thoughts, and the fatigue, the awful, awful, nagging fatigue, a dreamy, whirling maelstrom threatening to suck him into the river. Charles would resist, he'd rest for a moment, and then fight on again. And so it went through 6 days and six nights, through 45 pounds of grease and 150 cigars and innumerable brandy-soaked sugar cubes until twilight of the sixth day softly greeted the seventh night, and Charles wearily lifted his head from the chilly Hudson to behold the skyline of New York City. 1,000 well-wishers waited by the George Washington Bridge, cheering as he swam by. At exactly 9 p.m., he pulled himself from the relentless current, bearded now, 26 pounds lighter, and high and dry. He'd been in the water 148 hours. Then somebody cried out. Charles had set a record for distance and endurance, and the cheers of the crowd rose in a single shout. And for Charles, at the end of his 145-mile odyssey, there was a strange loneliness for the water which had upheld him throughout that timeless time, and the call of other waters in the next challenge. Well, at least one of Charles's records stands to this day, repeatedly challenged and yet unbroken. You've heard but a chapter in the log of his athletic accomplishments, a solitary triumph in the life of Charles Zeibelman. I don't think I even mentioned that when he swam the Hudson River, this was many Augusts ago, he, Charles Zeibelman, was then 44. And he, as the result of a streetcar accident when he was 9, had no legs. And now you know the rest of the story.